Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about what Monero is doing against ASIC miners trying to game proof of work. And we're looking at Zclassic and doing a quick round of research. So the reason why we're looking at Zclassic today is basically, if we look generally at the market, fairly normal, some winners, some losers. But if we look at the 24-hour change, actually Zclassic jumped close to 30% today. And why, we will find out soon when we're doing a bit of research. So let's jump right into the first news story. Monero declares war on ASIC manufacturers. So ASIC manufacturers, or actually ASICs, are application-specific integrated circuits. So these are computers, or kind of like calculator units, that are specifically produced and created to mine cryptocurrencies. So they are optimized to solve the equations that cryptocurrencies that use proof of work are actually doing. And in order to mine those cryptocurrencies faster, for example, let's say Bitcoin, some producers have started creating these ASICs. And most cryptocurrencies are actually, let's say, prone to ASIC miners, so they can be mined quicker with ASIC miners. However, Monero is actually one of the different cryptocurrencies here, because it's based on CryptoKnight, which is using something called equalitarian proof of work, meaning normally when you use proof of work, the CPU and or the GPU are being used in order to solve those equations to add another block to the blockchain. However, in Monero's case, Monero is using a bit of a different algorithm, like this CryptoKnight algorithm that uses more of the memory, and it's currently not really possible to create something to optimize Monero coins. And so one of Monero's developers is actually saying, okay, what will you do against this potential of proof of work becoming a bit problematic? And they're saying, moving forward, developers will seek to protect the network's ASIC resistance by slightly modifying its proof of work algorithm at every scheduled hard fork, which generally occurs twice annually. So Monero is not only putting that into the manifesto that they want to be equal in terms of proof of work. So they want a lot of independent small miners versus having a lot of centralized big miners. They are actually putting this onto the roadmap. So every time this hard fork appears, actually the algorithm will be modified in a way so that ASIC miners cannot be used in any kind of way. One of the developers actually says that ASICs may be an inevitable development for any proof of work, but we feel that any transition to an ASIC-dominated network needs to be as egalitarian as possible in order to foster decentralization. At this point in time, we suspect that any newly developed CryptoKnight ASIC will not be egalitarian and will not foster a decentralized network. So one of the big parts of the Monero philosophy is actually to be as decentralized as possible. And one of the ways they are doing this is by having a network of a lot of small independent miners. In terms of Bitcoin, for example, in Bitcoin you have a lot of almost centralized mining operations, because be it from China or from Russia or from different countries in the world, people are investing huge amounts of money, buying up these ASICs, buying up GPUs and all of these units that are made to calculate and mine Bitcoin. They are buying out all of these things in order to mine Bitcoin more profitably. And in Monero's case, this is actually not possible. So Monero actually put this into their roadmap, into their like main philosophy, to really, really go against those ASIC miners, who, by the way, are trying to make Monero's proof of work algorithm in a way so that they can actually mine Monero more profitably, because Monero is also one of the top coins. So I think this is quite interesting. It is interesting in terms of Monero being the, I would say, more or less number one privacy-focused cryptocurrency. It does make sense that it stays independent and decentralized. So we'll definitely observe these developments here, and we'll see what exactly will come out of it. Now, next up, yesterday when we talked about privacy-focused portfolios, Monero was obviously one of the big ones, but another important one here that we've mentioned was Zcash. So Zcash is actually a fork of Zcash, and as we've said, they are already really focused on privacy. And if we look at to understand, and if we do research, and we've talked about, for example, the 6x6 method, so we look at the team, product roadmap, all of these points, and then we answer those six questions. One of those points is also the technology. So we look at the technology, try to understand what is, for example, different in Zcash than compared to Zcash, what is different compared to Monero, and all of these things in order to understand whether the technology is really superior to any other technologies. So one of the first steps we all always start is look at the white paper. So when we look at the white paper, this is an interesting view. So Red Creighton actually wrote here, it's a working draft, so it came out in January, and it's just a one pager. So what exactly does it say? Zcash is a cryptocurrency run by Zero Coin Incorporated in order to fund their operations. A 20% mining founders reward is included. Every block, in order to maintain consensus, miners running the Zcash code send 20% of their newly mined rewards to an address controlled by the Zero Coin Incorporated. Because the Zcash source code is open source, Zcash simply removes the 20% founder's reward. This gives people the option to mine a blockchain using the same technology of Zcash, but without paying the 20% founder's reward. And this is actually, in terms of technology, one of the main differences. So Zcash and Zcash follow more or less a same philosophy, but when it comes to the founder's reward and the pre-mine that we will just see now, they are a bit different. So for example, when we look at Zcash, from what Zcash has been forked, there is something called a slow start. So a slow start is the beginning of the first block, or the first 20,000 blocks, where the reward is not 12.5 Zcash units, but less. So it starts here slowly and then ramps up at 20,000 blocks, and then starts giving out those 12.5 Zcash units in order to get, for every block there will be these 12.5 Zcash. Now the reason for this and why they have done this is in order to scale up the operation. So they weren't really sure on whether this will be scale up the way they plan to do. So, and another reason is also they're saying, look, the slow start is actually not having any influence on the amount of Zcash units that will be created or mined in total. So it's actually insignificant if you do something called a slow start. Now, in the case of Zcash, they were strictly against it. So they said, no, we don't want to have a pre-mine in any kind of way on the slow start. So they're removing that, as well as these 20% fees that basically go directly to the Zcash company that's behind it. In Zcash's case, they are saying, okay, we actually don't want that, and the market should decide the price and all of these things. And they are saying, we will be founded by the community in order to continue development. So this is, I think, on the technology side, one of the main, if not the main, difference between Zcash and Zcash. Now, one of the things we look at when we do research for different coins is actually the developer activity. And we found this interesting page called cryptomiso.com, and here it actually shows you the amount of commits. So a commit is basically a commit of code to a repository that the developers have done. So you can see here, for example, this is more or less per day or per week, and you can see the amount of commits done. A commit is basically a change to the code repository, so the more commits, the more changes, the more contributors, the more people are working actually on the product. And if we look here, what we see here is actually Zcash is at place 83, so they have done 404 commits and have 100 plus contributors since this basically they have started tracking this. And if we look at Zclassic for example here, it's on 117, and compare this to Komodo, for example, Cardano, Lisk, Xerox, Waves, EOS, PartyG, and even Bitcoin, which has 1,684 commits and 100 plus contributors. So the more developer activity you see, the more commits you see, that means more developer activity, more people actually caring about the product. And that could be one of the signals that could make you actually invest, because you believe, yeah, there is definitely developer community behind it. We believe strongly that a good developer community behind a project could be a winner or a breaker of a project. As for example, Microsoft had in the 90s, a lot of the developers flocked to Microsoft because it was the most profitable platform to create applications in. Then later on, Apple did the same. And then most recently, Apple with the App Store did exactly the same by introducing this 70-30 ecosystem. And I think in cryptocurrencies, this is no different at all. So if we go to Zclassic's GitHub repository and look actually into the insights, it's interesting to see here what has happened here. So in the last year, there was quite some activity up until, June, July-ish. And then there was a lot of quiet time, some commits here, and then basically nothing. So what exactly happened here? And one of my hunches was that there was probably going to be some activity in Bitcoin Private. Now, what exactly is Bitcoin Private? Bitcoin Private is actually a fork of Zclassic and Bitcoin. So there will be a snapshot date, February 18th, so in about 15 days, and there will be a mainnet launch 2 days later. And it basically means if you have Zclassic in your wallet, you'll receive Bitcoin Private, or if you have Bitcoin in your wallet, you'll receive the equivalent amount of Bitcoin Private as well. So they have taken the best of both worlds, from the Bitcoin world and from the Zclassic world, and created this Bitcoin Private. It's quite an interesting combination. So for example, why not use something like Zcash and Bitcoin? So obviously the Zclassic creators are very strict when it comes to these 20% fees and all of these things. So it's definitely interesting to see what Bitcoin Private will create and do. So one of the reasons why this activity was actually less in the last couple of days compared to this is probably because some of the contributors have actually started working on Bitcoin Private. And this, if we look at the where is it here snapshot date, this is actually also one of the reasons why most likely Zclassic is jumping this high, because people are actually buying this up, because the more Zclassic you hold in your wallet, the more Bitcoin Private coins you will get in 15 days. So people are loading up here and are getting prepared for the hard fork. So this is one part where you can do some quick research, look into a coin, and really understand what is going on, why there is an increase in percentage or a gain, and what exactly is happening with the technology. So GitHub is one thing, CryptoMiso is another thing, and obviously going through the site, going through the white paper, obviously will help you a lot to understand the technology and the team behind it. So start there, and maybe dive in later. We'll show you some different techniques as well in the coming videos. But for now, this is it. And make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and I will see you on the next one tomorrow. Bye.